This is Gene Kansas, host of Sidewalk Radio. Each month, we supplement our show with a segment called Art Stroll that highlights the very best in Atlanta's creativity. This month, we're joined by Living Walls founder and executive director, Monica Campana.
Every time I'm driving anywhere, every time I'm anywhere, I'm constantly looking at walls. And every time that I see one, I look at what kind of art can be put there and how can I access this wall to be able to put that art. So it's not just imagining paint on the wall, but also I see a lot of logistics.
This year, the Living Walls Conference 2012. What is it? When is it?
Well, every year, Living Walls puts together an international, national, and local conference on street art and urbanism here in Atlanta. It happens every August. We are going to have about 29 street artists painting walls and doing public art installations. This conference is going to be a little bit different than the other ones. We are only focusing on female street artists. So all of the participating artists are going to be girls, which is new, different. It's apparently the first one in the world happening.
That's super cool. Like why? First of all, backing up just 1 second, when you say like producing a wall, what does that mean for the listener, for those who haven't seen one of these?
This means that we're going to have big equipment in front of a wall and we're going to have an artist painting a large scale mural. There's different mediums. We have some artists from Italy that actually only use paper. They do big wheat paste that they transform into stencils and they paint over them. It's a really complicated process. We have artists that are only using latex paint. Some of them that are using spray paint. It's just going to be really large murals, paintings, art on walls.
And some of these walls, I mean, the ones I've seen, which they're spectacular and beautiful mm-hmm. and thoughtful. I mean, these are, you know, 50, 60, 70 feet high, right?
The highest one we have is 18 stories. Pretty big. This year, we are not going to do anything as large as what we did last year. It's all going to be more even. There's going to be more of a balance. The other thing is the conference also expanded its programming from the 2-day to 3-day conference into a 5-day conference.
There's a ton going on for the whole programming. And I think, you know, we can send people to livingwallsconference.com to see that. But one thing that I'd like to talk to you about is the panel discussion on urbanism and public art at the Plaza Theater on August 18th,
yeah.
which I'm particularly interested in, not just because I'm on the panel, although that doesn't hurt.
Well, yeah, that's actually our second day of lectures. We start our lectures at MoDA, and then the second day is at the Plaza Theater. Our urbanism panel is going to touch on tactical urbanism, which is something that Living Walls is really interested in. Short-term action for long-term change, and that involves taking over your streets like What Streets Alive does, Parking Day. We're going to have outdoor movie theaters for this conference. Even our murals, which are pretty permanent, but not really. I mean, anything that goes in the public space is not necessarily permanent.
You know, you do so much, and you help transform the city, and not just for these like 1 or 2 days or even the 5-day conference. Where do you get the passion for that?
I'm not from here. I'm from Peru, and I moved to this country in 98. I moved to Atlanta in 2007, and I guess at some point in my life when I was not really happy with things, I wanted to find home, and I discovered that, or I started to feel that way via street art, and then that led me into wanting to just make people feel the way that I feel. It is really important for me for people to know where they're standing, for people to know their space, and for them to care about.
The Living Walls Conference begins this Wednesday and goes through Sunday. Sidewalk Radio and AM 1690 will be participating in the Edgewood Block Party this Thursday night. There's going to be bands and sidewalk chalk art, plenty of fun. Details at livingwallsconference.com. Thank you all for listening to Art Stroll on Sidewalk Radio. Again, I'm Gene Kansas. Tune in Monday, August 27th, when we'll be discussing the South's passion for porches. See y'all then, and definitely get out there and enjoy Living Walls.